You're listening to 91.9 FM WUOT. I'm Brandon Hollingsworth. Earlier this month, the Tennessee Valley Authority released a report that for the first time placed a dollar value on recreation on the agency's 49 reservoirs. That total came out to $11.9 billion. The study also showed reservoir recreation helped support close to 130,000 jobs in TVA's seven-state region. Last summer, river and lake levels sank as a protracted drought played out. This year, at least so far, the concern has been the opposite, too much water. Heavy rains over the winter and into the spring swelled tributaries and lakes that feed into the Tennessee River, forcing TVA to activate floodgates and spillways at some of its major dams. In this conversation recorded earlier this month, I cover these topics with TVA River Forecast Center Manager Tom Barnett and Tourism Development Strategist Jerry Fowles. Our conversation begins with Mr. Barrett.
Well, the lake levels are much better this year. Of course, that drought continued all the way through the fall. We saw some of the driest runoff totals that we had seen in the valley. October of 2016 was the driest runoff month we had measured in our 142 years of record keeping. So very dry conditions. It took a lot of rain over the December, January timeframe to even start getting back to normal runoff conditions. We were getting very low runoff totals for a given rain event. That runoff is the amount of water that actually makes it into the reservoirs that we manage. So the rain has continued here lately, of course. That's helped us fill those tributary reservoirs on the eastern half up to over what normal summer pool would be in many instances. So we stored 11 feet of water in Norris in just a matter of 4 or 5 days, trying to hold back all that water to protect downstream communities from flooding. It's really a tale of two entirely different years. With the drought conditions we were experiencing last year, struggling to fill reservoirs, this year we've got a surplus and we're trying to release water to get down to normal summer levels.
Have you had to release anywhere else downstream or in the tributaries like you have at Norris?
We've picked up hydro generation. That's our first line in releasing water. We want to get the maximum amount out of the generators as we can. At Norris, we just had too much water to pass it all through the generator, so we had to spill there. We did have a lot of spill going on the main stem of the Tennessee River, Watts Bar, Fort Loudoun, Chickamauga, Gunnersville, down into upper in northern Alabama. At one time, the entire main river, all nine dams on the main river were spilling.
All right, Jerry Fowles, who does recreation strategy and tourism development with TVA, I want to bring you into the conversation now because there was the release of a report done at TVA's behest by the UT Institute of Agriculture to put a dollar amount on the impact that specifically lake recreation or river recreation has on the area. Tell me a little bit about some of the broad brush conclusions of this report.
The study was designed to give us a look at the recreation reservoir system and to guide us in the numbers of visitations that were there, the economic impact, the jobs that are sustained by that activity. There were three reservoirs that were actually sampled and studied, Watts Bar, Chickamauga, and Norris. And that provided enough of a sampling size so that we could extrapolate the information to the entire reservoir system. The numbers are like $11.9 billion in total economic impact for the entire system, 130,000 sustained annual jobs, and about $1 million a mile for the economic impact if you averaged it in gross across the entire system. Almost $1 billion in state and local taxes are collected as a result of those activities.
I guess when I think about a survey like this, I think about establishing a baseline, a data point. This is what we know in spring 2017, and then you may then follow to see, do those jobs, do the economic impact, does it go up or down, or how does it shift? What do you plan to do with the information that you have as we go forward?
Well, first of all, let me make a point that this is not the total recreational impact of TVA's holdings. So the 293,000 acres of land that we own around the reservoir system that provides for backcountry and dispersed recreation activities, we have not studied that. And so that's another study that we would like to consider in order to get that piece of the puzzle. In addition to that, we own 106 stream access sites, and we've not had an opportunity to study that. And the reservoir piece, I'm sure, is by far the largest part of it. But we would like to complete the puzzle by adding the other two pieces over time.
I wanted to ask you about the Ocoee Whitewater. It's very attractive for folks who like to do rafting. It's, I'm sure, a big tourism boon for Polk County and the areas around the Nantahala and the Cherokee National Forest as well. But there was an interesting situation that developed not too long ago where there's an agreement that's about to expire that was established years ago where some of the whitewater outfitters down in that area pay TVA because TVA is losing some money when they can't run the dams on the Ocoee River, so they don't want to mess up the whitewater, so there's got to be a compromise there. And Governor Bill Haslam stepped in at one point and said, you know, we need to give TVA almost $12 million to kind of help stave off those losses. Give me an idea of where that stands right now and how all these pieces interact.
Well, I think the legislation has come through and been signed as part of the budget package for the state of Tennessee. But prior to that, you know, TDEC, Tennessee State Parks, TVA, and the U.S. Forest Service, we were in discussions about how to continue having the whitewater releases and the cost and how to offset the cost and the management of those kind of agreements. And so we've been working on that. I think it's moved in the right direction. And the governor, took the lead in making sure that the monies were put in the budget. And so I think we'll see the agreements get signed here in the next little bit, and we'll be moving forward.
Jerry Fowles is a recreation strategy and tourism development specialist with the Tennessee Valley Authority, and Tom Barnett is the manager of the River Forecast Center, also for TVA. Gentlemen, thank you for the time.